Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a brand new Morning Mindset podcast. I know it's been a while since I've done a new one of these. There's a very valid reason behind that, and I don't want to get into it right now because it's a personal reason. But I felt inspired. I felt motivated to come back to the Morning Mindset podcast microphone and talk about something that, I encountered it this last weekend, pandering.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Pandering. What do you mean by pandering, Paul? Let me lay it out for you. For those of you that don't use the term very often, you say, I know what it means. I know exactly what it means. Pandering. Telling people whatever it is that they want to hear. Who are the quintessential panderers? Used car salesmen. And if you sell used cars, don't get your panties all twisted up and bunged up. But the fact of the matter is, your quintessential salesman, your quintessential used car salesman, right? They will say anything to get you to buy that car. Never let them leave the lot, right? They'll tell you how much they like your shirt or your tie or your whatever. Pandering. Telling people whatever it is that you think they want to hear. So you're basing your message not on what needs to be said or what you believe is factual. If some, let's say you're a diehard Clemson Tigers fan. I'll go a little bit southern here. And the person who walks up to buy a car from you is wearing a University of Alabama shirt. And you're like, Roll Tide, man. And you say, all right, what is that, Paul? Or let's say that you are a diehard Steelers fan and somebody comes walking onto the lot with a Cleveland Browns jersey. And you're like, hey, man, go Browns. You don't really believe that. You don't like the Browns. But you're going to say whatever. You're going to pander to that person because you want to make the sale. Now, is pandering in the short term, is it a successful strategy? Yeah, it can be. Yes, it can be. Pandering to the customer can be a short-term successful strategy. You might get that person, well, you trick them. Essentially, basically, you're lying to them. You're saying whatever it is that they want, that you believe, you've perceived that they want to hear. And they're so happy that you're on their side that you're like, oh, man, I like the Browns. You like the Browns, too? Oh, wow. I guess I'll buy that thing from you. It's a short-sighted undertaking. if you ask me, pandering is actually, in the long term, going to be a damaging strategy for you, whether you're a salesman or whether you're a media producer or what have you. You see, because the people who will, I personally will not fall prey to pandering. I won't because, well, I smell it, I see it, I recognize it. The moment, the millisecond I see someone or perceive someone pandering to me or to someone else, I recognize it, I see it, and it insults me. The reason that I'm bringing this up today is because I witnessed this last weekend. I witnessed a blatant, just in-your-face pandering. I'm not going to say what it was because it doesn't really matter to you. But it made me kind of queasy. It annoyed me. I'm going to say that. It annoyed me, and it turned me off because it was so blatant and so obvious and so disingenuous. Now, you say, ha, well, you're stupid, Paul, because if you wanted to sell more stuff, if you wanted to sell more things, then you would just shut your mouth and you would do that. You would say whatever you think people, you know, stick your finger in the air and whatever you think people want to hear, then say it. If that's what makes sales, do it. Who cares? Who cares if it's not true? Who cares if you're lying? Who cares if you're being disingenuous? Who cares? You're making the sales, right? You made the sale.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But from a long-term strategy, you need to think about it like this. On whom does pandering work? Who does it work on? You say, well, everybody. No, not really everybody. Who does it work on? You know, if you pull the used car salesman thing and you're like, oh man, I really like your tie. I really like your, you know, they're wearing a jersey or a t-shirt that has a sports team on it. And you're like, oh man, how about them Red Wings? How about them Pacers? How you think Kobe's going to do this year? Whatever. Kobe's not going to do anything this year. But yeah, you get my point. Who does that work on? Does that work on thoughtful, intelligent, mature people? Or does it work on small-minded people? Does that trick works on whom? Works on small-minded people. It works on people that make their choices based on emotion, that make their sale or their purchases based on emotion. And you say, great. More money in my bank account for now, for the short term. But if you're pandering to people who are easily swayed by emotion or who are very self-centered, here's the deal. You have competition, right? Doesn't matter what you do in this world, there's somebody else that's a competitor, whether you're selling used cars or appliances, or whether you're selling a podcast show, or whether you're selling a television show, doesn't matter. You have competition. And what's going to happen is your competition, if they're after that same customer base, if they're after that same short-sighted, selfish or self-involved or emotionally driven customer, what they're going to do is they're just going to try and out-pander you. What? Yeah, exactly. They are going to out, at some point in time, your competition is going to out-pander you. And then where does that leave you? You say, my customer base, the people that I went after are highly emotional, very self-centered, and I played upon that. I played upon that selfishness and that emotion to make my sales. But now my competitor is doing a better job, or what I was doing is now old news, because that's another problem with pandering, is when you pander to people, you can only do it so often and so much, and then it becomes old and stale, and those people don't pay attention anymore because they have short attention spans. So now you got to come up with a different form of pandering. So in the short term, you say, well, Paul, if you're so smart, if that's the case, then why do so many people, why do so many groups, why do so many organizations pander? Why do they do that? Why do they engage in that behavior? Well, because it does work in the short term. But in the long term, if you're looking to keep people around, if whether you're selling them something, see, the thing is, when you make a pandering short sale, those people aren't coming back unless you pander to them even more, unless you come up with a new form of sucking up. But if you're honest with people, if you deliver the message based upon what the message needs to be, as opposed to what you think people want to hear, you may not make all the short sales that you would have if you would have just pandered to them. But in the long term, they will stick with you because they will respect you. And the people who don't respect you for telling the truth and being honest, are those the people that you really want? Can those people be relied upon? Well, the honest answer is no. The honest answer is someone who makes their decisions based upon emotion, someone who can be swayed by very obvious, pathetic, disgusting pandering. That person's not a good customer. That person's not a loyal follower. That person's not someone who's going to be there in the long run, because eventually someone else is going to come along with a slicker, cooler message, and they're just going to be gone. It's up to you. You can do whatever you want. Some of you out there are saying, maybe some of you are great car salesmen or whatever, insurance salesmen, or maybe you work for Dunder Mifflin and you're the top, you know, salesman of the month. And you say, none of what you say is true, Paul. Say whatever the customer wants to hear. Customer is always right. If you need to compliment their Browns jersey or their tie or, you know, whatever, to say whatever, do whatever to make the sale. And you're stupid, Paul. Okay. That might be the case. I might be stupid. But here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to engage in pandering. And I'm not going to buy from someone who panders to me or to other people. And if you give people the message that needs to be given, if you give them quality, then you'll, I believe, in the long run, you'll be far better off. The short-sightedness of pandering. I don't know about you guys, but when I smell it, when I see it, when I realize that a company or an individual is pandering, it makes me sick. It disgusts me. And I am immediately turned off by that organization, that group, that person. All right. That was me venting about pandering here on Morning Mindset. You can do whatever you want, but at least, at very, very least, be an intelligent person, be a mature person, and think about it. Think about it. All right. For more Morning Mindset, well, stay tuned right here. And if you liked this and enjoyed it and maybe you got a little bit of something out of it, go back and listen to the previous ones. If you have not, I mean, there's 280-some Morning Mindset episodes. You should get something out of at least one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Paul Markle, and I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.